Welcome, everybody, to the Licensing Act Subcommittee. This is on the 13th of August. It is on a virtual scheme, so we will proceed with the agenda. Do I have any apologies?
There are none, Chair.
Do I have any declarations of interest? I see none. We now have to have...
Excuse me, Councillor Legg has got her hand up.
Oh, sorry, Councillor Legg, I didn't notice that.
Thank you. I want to declare that I come to this meeting with an open mind and that with no predetermined interest in this, as my son plays football for Justin... is the team manager. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Chair. I've got some attendees waiting to enter now, so I'll let them in if that's okay.
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 Can I proceed with the appointment of chairman? Could I have a proposer, please, for the appointment of a chairman by one of the committee? Councillor Alison Legg.
Thank you. I'd like to propose Simon Gaskin as the chair for the licensing meeting today, please.
Could I have a seconder for that?
Yeah, seconded.
Thank you. All those in favour, please raise your virtual hand. All in favour. Those against, any abstentions? That is carried. Do we have any urgent business to bring before the meeting?
No, we don't, Chair.
Next business is the application for a premises licence for Shobnal Sports and Social Club. Right, premises licence. Firstly, I'd like to introduce the subcommittee members and the officers. So I will introduce these. I have myself, Councillor Simon Gaskin, chairman of the subcommittee, Councillor Alison Legg, and Councillor Patricia Ackroyd. Now, Helen Farmer, Angela Wakefield, who is the council solicitor, and Monica Hinchcliffe, who is the the clerk of the meeting.
So,
yeah, thank you. I will now ask if all parties, the applications, objectors and others, to introduce themselves if they would, please. I can see we have a Justin Fuller, a B. Willits, a Jenny Moody, Paul Chelcombe.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear that one. Who's that one?
I'm Justin Fuller, I'm the applicant.
Thank you, Justin. We have Paneer Sunkar, Simon Haslam, and Kieran Gandhi. So I've introduced those. I think that will suffice. Chair, I would now like to ask all parties if they have received a copy of the procedure agenda and the notification of the hearing.
Yes.
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 I will now explain the purpose of the hearing. That is to consider the information that has been brought to us for the application for the premises licence for the Shobnal Sports and Social Club. I will now ask the licensing officer to give a brief outline of the application and the representations received.
Thank you, Chair. On the 23rd of June 2020, the licensing office received an online application from Justin Fuller on behalf of the applicant Shobnal Sports Limited for a new premise licence at Shobnal Sports and Social Club, Shobnal Road, Burton Pontrent, DE142BB. A copy of the application is attached at Appendix 05A. The premises, Shobnal Sports and Social Club, currently has a premise licence under reference PL0328, the Appendix 05C. But following a complaint received by Staffordshire Police in June 2020, whereby it initiated a joint visit by their licensing department and East Staffordshire Borough Council's licensing department, it was found that an additional bar had been converted from an old building which was not on the current plans under their existing licence. Therefore, the premise licence holders were asked to submit a new application to rectify this, and thereafter their existing licence could be surrendered. The application is to permit the supply of alcohol both on and off the premises on Monday to Thursday, 11 a.m. until 23:29 hours, on a Friday, 11 a.m. till 00:30 hours, on a Saturday, 10 a.m. till 00:30 hours, and on a Sunday, 12 a.m. till 23:29 hours, with opening hours of Monday to Thursday, 11 a.m. till 23:59, Friday, 11 a.m. till 1 o'clock, Saturday, 10 a.m. till 1 a.m, and Sunday, 12 until 23:59 hours. They have also applied for live music indoors, Monday to Saturday, 11 a.m. till 2300 hours, and on a Sunday, 12 until 2300 hours. They've also requested live music outdoors on Monday to Saturday, 11 a.m. until 2100 hours, and on a Sunday, 12 till 2100 hours. They have also requested recorded music and performances of dance indoors only on Monday to Saturday from 11 a.m. till 2300 hours, and on a Sunday from 12 until 2300 hours. Should the application be granted, conditions have been agreed between the applicant and Staffordshire Police's licensing department, which are attached to Appendix 05E, along with a condition and noise management plan agreed with Environmental Health at East Staffordshire Borough Council, which are attached to Appendix 05F. The planning department have made comments regarding this application, which are attached to Appendix 05G. Staffordshire Fire have also made comments regarding this application and attached our Appendix 05H. The application has received relevant representations from other persons, namely Mr. Simon Haslam, Mr. Ben Willits and Miss Kirsty Swinfield, Miss N. Farmer, Mr. Jack Arnold, Mr. Carl and Julie Ashfield, Mr. Paul Chalakum, Dr. Farni Sakara, Mr. Kieran and Mrs. Gianni Gandhi, and these objections are attached to the report at Appendix 05IA to 05II. A withdrawal notification letter has been received on the 7th of August 2020 from one of the objectors, namely Mr. R. Stanion, which is attached at Appendix 05II, with the following comment: having considered the papers, I see no point in continuing my representation and ask this to be removed, as I do not think this adds anything material or critical to the debate. All parties have been invited to attend this virtual hearing today, and I ask that the Licensing Subcommittee are requested to determine the application accordingly. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Do any of the members have any questions that they would like to ask the licensing officer in order to clarify any issues relating to the applicant's representation? There are no questions from the members. I would now invite the objectors to explain.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. Alison, have we lost Alison?
Alison. Oh, just a moment.
Seems so.
Do you think you should give a call, Monica, to see...
Angela would like to speak.
Thank you, Angela.
Thank you, Chair. Noting that Councillor Legge's connection seems to have dropped out, I think it might be appropriate, if you agree, to order a short adjournment in order that Monica can phone her and try and rectify the issue. I'm not suggesting that all attendees must leave at this point. We'll all stay on screen. But I think if Monica can just remain on mute and give Councillor Legg a call, I think that might be helpful.
Thank you, Angela. Yeah, so I'll just make that as an announcement. We will now postpone the meeting for a short time to see where Councillor Legg has got her problems and whether she'll be joining us back at the meeting. So there's no need for anyone to leave or do anything in actual fact. We'll just quietly wait while we make inquiries.
Line's engaged at the moment, but well, she's perhaps trying to ring me, but we'll just wait to, oh, she's back. Hello, Councillor Legg, can you hear us?
Yeah, sorry, my internet failed. I'm back now. I do apologise.
Okay. Could you put your video on if you can?
There, it's on. Sorry.
Right, I'll resume the meeting then. So we can all, we have just heard the licensing officer give a brief outline, and there was no questions from the members. So I now invite the objectors to explain their objections. I think it might be as well if I introduce anyone and ask if they'd like to say anything at this point. So I will first ask B. Willits. I have on my screen. If you'd like to unmute yourself and say whether or not you'd like to say anything at this point.
Yeah, morning, Councillor. Morning, everybody. I know everybody has a copy of our objection letter, so I won't quote it verbatim. I'd just like to state we're vehemently against this application on the grounds that are stated in the letter. Pulling out a couple of key points just to draw people's attention to. I should firstly state by saying where we are in relation to the venue. So our garden and our house borders the venue itself. So we share a property border with it, hence our interest in this application. On the grounds of public nuisance, we again strongly oppose this. From a noise levels perspective, our concerns at the moment are that the venue has operated outside the terms of its license for a number of years. We've been here now for 3.5-4 years living here. It's a building that is not, in our opinion, equipped to cope with modern sound equipment, and therefore on any night where they are playing music, we can hear the reverberations in our house. We take mitigation to try and block that out, closing the windows, turning the TV up, etc. However, it's still a big disruption to us. In terms of the rock club and biker club, again, that's a big concern for us on the application in terms of having an outdoor stage that is adjacent to our property. Already, as we know and was pointed out at the start of the call with the visit by the police on June this year, the license has not covered that area of the premises, but that hasn't stopped the premises having gatherings and people camping in the grounds, which again borders our property. We're not sure legally what they're allowed to do on that respect. However, from a public nuisance point of view, the noise levels coming from campers and shouting, drinking, swearing, etc., again, is invasive to ourselves. And from a perspective of the some of the noise management mitigation I'd seen in the response from the venue, I feel that the measures that are stated are inadequate, really, and wouldn't address any of these concerns. Things such as keeping doors and windows closed after 9 p.m. doesn't happen now. I'm massively sceptical it will happen in the future when they are planning to put live music indoors and outdoors over the summer months when the temperatures are hot. Outdoor music, I fail to see how you can mitigate the sound effect from an outdoor music venue in what is a quiet family residential area. So I would again draw attention to that and think that that noise management plan is just not satisfactory for what is being asked on the license application.
Thank you, Mr. Willits. Have you concluded with your input at this point?
Those were some of the key points in the letter, Councillor. Obviously, there is more detail in that.
Mr. Willits, we've read that. Thank you for your input. I will now ask, we have Jenny Moody as next, comes next on my...
Sorry, Chair. Jenny is from the press. But no.
Thank you. So that's that. So we'll move to Paul Chalacoon, if that's... I've pronounced that correctly. I hope I have.
Yes, that's near enough.
Thank you.
It's Chalacoon, but it's okay. It's an unusual name.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to say a few words in support to what Ben just said there about public nuisance. My property, to put in context, is a bit further away from the venue. It's near the sort of main road of the estate. However, I can still hear noise when they do have events there. Again, I have to take the same measures of closing windows. And obviously in summer that's quite difficult and quite, what's the word, uncomfortable. Also, it's about being able to enjoy my own property outside. Sometimes I feel that's not appropriate with my young son, with the noise level sometimes. It deserves his sleep as well. I have to have his window closed. He's a light sleeper. He's 9 years old. I know it's only on the weekends, and I appreciate that. However, I just wanted to put that in consideration, that noise level is heard from as far away as from where I live. And I have had instances where it has gone on until midnight. I'm not against people having fun. I'm not against people enjoying themselves. I just wonder whether or not it's appropriate next to such a residential area such as this, where there's over 90 odd properties within a very close proximity, really. And my concerns are about that noise level of live music and, as you pointed out, about the building being fit for purpose to house that kind of sound and that sort of that noise level. And then, you know, the point about people camping as well. Obviously, that creates noise until the very small hours sometimes, which you turn a blind eye to and close your window to. But with this being more organised and sort of being more on the radar, I just have concerns that this could potentially have more and more effect. I was interested to read about the noise management plan that they were looking at doing 6 events a year. I was just wondering how, if they were to change that number, how that is decided upon and sort of sanctioned, if that makes sense. and agreed about? Is that part of the licensing that they can have any more than six, or is that what they're saying is six? So they, it potentially could be more, but how, you know, what effect does that have? Also, I was looking on the application about update of CCTV for the social anti-behaviour thing. I was wondering about that. And that's really it, really. I think that's kind of pointed out my main concerns, really, about highlighting and just reiterating what the last person said as well, that I fully support what they're saying and agree with what they're saying as well. It has been my concerns are that this could be a bigger nuisance than it already is, which is tolerable at the moment. So that was my concerns.
Thank you for your input. And I think does that conclude your objections, Mr. Chalcombe?
It does, yes. Thank you, Councillor.
Thank you. I'll move on to Panana Sunkara.
Hello, good morning, Councillor. And I would say the same as Ben and Paul, the same concerns. I live in the same estate and a bit farther away from the club. I just have the same concerns as closing the windows, and I have two children who are 6 and 8. So it's the same problem with them. We open the doors and the same problem with us as well. So I have nothing much to say. I just go with Ben and Paul.
Thank you. Right, we'll move on to Simon Haslam.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, what I put here is trust and integrity has been broken with the actions of the personal license premise license holder in the DPS from the sports club. Example, breaching licensing hours and carrying out licensed activities in unlicensed land. As residents now of Bridgewater, we're now asked to reward poor behaviour from the past to issue a new licence for the sports club. Therefore, as already stated in my representation, I suggest the application for the new sports club premises licence is aligned to the original licence granted on the 23rd of September 2005, and no increase in licensable hours or errors is granted. Specific areas of concern for myself include, number one, in the noise management plan submitted, outdoor music finishes at 8 p.m, but in the premises license application, it states 9 p.m, which is the correct time. Number two, entertainment finishes at 11 p.m, and yet the club proposes to carry on serving alcohol to 0:30 a.m. on Friday and Saturday, an increase of 1.5 hours. What are the customers going to do from 11 p.m. to 1 o'clock in the morning, closing time? Drinking, quiet, talking, or playing dominoes? Number three, in the noise management plan, it lacks detail. In the past, I worked in an entertainment venue where our conditions included circuit breakers on fire doors, sound limiters set to specific dB levels, and soundproofing installed. The present plan lacks detail to prevent nuisance. Number four, in the noise management plan, you state music to be played only on a Saturday, limited to approximately 6 times a year. This needs to be more a definite number. Number five, in the noise management plan, you do not tackle noise pollution from people camping on your land, attending the events. What is your plan to control this source of nuisance to neighbours? The final point I want to make, the opening times of the club are proposed as 10 a.m. to 1 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. When people camp on your land, where do they go to the toilet outside these hours, which is 9 hours in total? In the licensing guidelines, the provision of welfare facilities such as toilets within licensed premises relevant to the prevention of public nuisance. Councillor, that's my point.
Thank you, Mr. Haslam. That just leaves us Kieran Gandhi. If you'd like to make any objections or to state your objections, please.
Thank you.
currently with us, Mr. Gandhi. Sorry, Kieran Gandhi. We can't hear you.
Hello?
Yeah,
can you hear
got
me?
You.
Hello. Hi, sorry about that. We live a bit further away from the actual venue. Our rear garden actually is adjacent to their playing fields, their private playing fields. So we do get from the front of the house the noise issues where we have to close door windows in the evenings. In the rear, when there are camps on the fields, we are aware of those from the back as well. We hear the noise that gets accumulated from there. So it's just basically just echoing what everyone else has basically said about the noise that we really face. That's about it, really.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Gandhi. Right, we'll now ask the subcommittee members to ask if they have any questions for the objectors. Any of the subcommittee have any? I would ask Mr. Haslam, could he say how many people does he think camp there after these events that they have? Do they have a lot of people camping overnight on the site?
I can't answer that question, Councillor, because I have a screening of trees, so I don't overlook the campsite.
Right. Okay. Thank you. That's the only one I was wanted to inquire about. So as far as I'm aware, I have no hands up from the subcommittee members to ask any questions. I will now invite the applicant to address those the objections that have been raised. Mr. Fuller.
Okay, so can you hear me? I'm getting a funny noise in my ear. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're a little bit of interference on your line, but we can hear you.
Okay, so with the outdoor music, they are limited. They will be no more than six events a year. So that is controlled. They are going to be limited to 8 p.m. I originally wrote 9 p.m. on the application, but since the noise management plan, I amended that down to 8 p.m. When events are on, I do noise checks, and sound is not audible in the fact that you can hear what music is being played. It's very low. And we do try and keep windows closed and doors shut after 9 p.m. Especially the fire door, which is very near the boundary fence here to the residents that back on directly onto the building. As far as the Ica bar concerned, the average age of that club is over 50 years old. They're not the biker clubs that you think you see on the TV. You know, these are a very sociable group. They normally only meet on a Friday, about 20 or 30 of them. And then the other times they meet are for, you know, the live music bands that they want to put on. Since doing the noise management plan, I have been more aware of my responsibility to those neighbours with noise outbreak, with smoking areas and things like that. And I have put up signs asking for people to, you know, be mindful of the noise when leaving the premises. Sorry, can somebody speak then?
Well, I think we did have some interference, but if you'd like to carry on.
Yeah, so as Paul said, there are something like 90 properties there, and we have like 7 complaints, things like that. We've had no complaints of noise from anyone from these people living near us. As stated, you know, in the police report, it's a low crime area. They consider us low risk. The environmental health, when submitting the noise management plan, has stated that he's happy to accept that plan because he doesn't get any complaints. I would, you know, like people to come in and talk to me if things are really that bad. You know, to just knock on the door and say, look, this is too much. If you don't do anything about it, then we'll report you. And that's fine. So it's not really increasing the noise levels to the extent that they're going, they're sort of past sailing with regards to the biker club and the rock bar, because they're only really there once a week. About 20 or 30 of them on a Friday night, and then the rest of the time it's you know, when they have their live music, which is will only be on a Saturday outside. Yeah, is there anything else you'd like me to address?
No, that's if that's you put your case, that's quite adequate. Thank you. I would now like to ask any of the subcommittee members if they have any questions for the applicant. Councillor Ackroyd.
Thank you, Chair. The issue of camping has been raised. Could you tell me if you've got permission for camping to go ahead? And could you also tell me, The point was made about the toilets being closed, what facilities there are for people who camp there?
I wasn't aware that we needed permission for camping. It's normally when they have a rally, there are campers there and there is a toilet block for them to use.
Okay, I'm sure our solicitor will clarify that for us if we need further clarification. Thank you.
Keeping on from the toilet, so the toilet block, would that be in your licensed area? And if so, because there aren't any people allowed in the licensed area, that has to be clear from the members of the public at that time. So is the toilet block away from the licensed area?
Yeah, it's just outside of the licensed area.
Thank you. How many people would you think to be attending the 6 events, the outdoor events that you have?
It's about 300.
About 300 people.
400 people, it depends on the rally it is.
Thank you. And how many of those camp over, would you say?
Most of them.
Most of them. Thank you. Yeah. What else are the questions? And you say you've had no complaints that you know of from, well, we've seen the police reports, they had no complaints. And you've had no complaints to the club in the past, you're saying to us?
No, not since I've been there. I've been there since October 18. The only complaints I've ever had are for when we put extra lighting in the car park. It was a security light. When it came, you know, motion.
Yeah.
And it was pointed into somebody's house. And it took a couple of goes for me to adjust it, but he just came around and said, look, we're still doing it, and in the end I completely turned it around. So, you know, I'm quite happy to work with local residents in resolving any issues that they have.
Thank you, Mr. Ford. You say this is 6 events a year, you wouldn't be using any of your temporary entertainment notifications to have any more events?
No, there wouldn't be any more than that, no.
I don't think I have any other questions other than that? Oh, yeah, so the noise inside, as we've heard said from one of the objectors, a lot of places have these cut-offs when doors are open and sound monitors. Was it your intention to have any of those fitted inside?
No, I regularly patrol outside when events are on, make sure that the noise levels are down, particularly after 9 p.m. If I can hear the music from outside the fire door, which is the closest one to the boundary, then I get them to turn it down, and it's usually turn it down or turn it off.
That's their choice. Thank you, Mr. Ford. Councillor Ackroyd.
Thank you, Chair. I'm just wondering, the extension in hours has been mentioned. Could you tell me why you've applied to extend your opening hours, please?
It just helps people not all rushed around trying to get out, and that they can relax a bit more. Sometimes when they have parties in there, you know, they're having to clear up and whatnot, and it's a bit more relaxed out there. Also, it helps to reduce mass dispersal as well at the same time.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, no more questions from the subcommittee. Summing up, I would now like to invite the applicant to make any final statement, should he wish. Mr. Fuller, do you have any final statement that you'd like to put forward?
Yes, just really including the additional premises there. It has very little use during the week anyway, but it also helps me to put in other things in there when I've got events going on. I support in the existing premise Barton Hockey Club, which I've got six teams. They come in on a Saturday and have their teas and bring the away team in. And sometimes if we've got a party on, I need to be able to put those in the other bar, serve them food so that the party can get set up. That does not happen very often, but it helps give me the option to do that as well.
Thank you, Mr. Fuller. I would now invite any objectors to make any final statements, should they wish to do so. I think I'd better do a name them like I did before. So we'll start off with Mr. Willetts.
Yeah, hi, Councillor. We've made a couple of notes in response to the applicant's comments. I'm just going to hand you over to Kirsty Swinfield, one of my co-objectors, who's just going to run through some of the comments, if that's okay.
Okay.
So the first one being on the complaints that the club's received. Now, we have personally gone round to the club and complained regarding the noise. So we want to point out that information is incorrect, that we have personally been round to the premises and complained. Obviously, nothing came of that complaint. It continued afterwards, but we just wanted to point out that was factually incorrect. Go ahead, sorry.
Could I ask you when you came round to complain?
Me, I've just got to come in there. You've had your chance, Mr. Fuller, to put your the objectors will now put their objections, and you're not in a position to come in on any of their objections, their final statements. So we'll just let them put their final statements, and that's that, please. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor. I'd be happy to address that question anyway. On a couple of occasions last summer, I believe it was, the venue had hired out the Bowls Green, I think it is, that where they're proposing the rock stage would be for a, looked like a works event or fete for a local business, and the music was exceptionally loud. So I went round there and spoke directly to the DJ of that event and asked them to turn the noise down. So that was one of the occasions in which we have complained directly to the noise levels. We also, prior to Mr. Fuller, who I think he said he took over the venue or managed it from October 18, previous to that, we had actually lodged a complaint as well with the council. We were trying to find that email. I'm sure we could surface it if we need to, just to evidence that. The other closing statement I'd like, obviously we have talked about camping a lot on this call. That is a real concern for me in terms of the numbers, the noise levels. And I would also like to question that if the events are going to be limited to six per year, that feels disproportionate to the application, which is all year round. And therefore, I'm questioning why that application needs to be all year round if it's only six events per year. Again, I would be very apprehensive about that. That was it, I think. There was no other comments. Thank you, Councillor.
Thank you. Move on to Paul Chalacombe.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate that the noise level that he's saying that he hasn't had any complaints. The reason why he hasn't had any complaints, it's been tolerable. It's been, you know, I just want to make the point that I'm not a person who's objected to people to enjoying themselves, because I'm not. My objection is about the extension and that extending further past what was already there and was already established. That is my concern of how that will impact. I can't say how that impacts, so it hasn't happened yet. But what's in place at the moment and what's been happening at the moment has been, it's been tolerable, it's been fine. Well, not fine, but it's been tolerable, as in we've been able to close windows and litigate against it, and it's gone off at midnight, and that's been, in my mind, in my opinion, fine. A very fine line to being fine, but it's been fine. But I think any extension to that will start having problems. I wanted to address the issue about the noise level. I can categorically say that I can make out what the tracks are being played in my house, unless I close the window. I just wanted to make that point that I can, because he's saying we couldn't. I can. And again, I just wanted to highlight the address the issue of if they wanted to have more than six events a year, how is that addressed? Who is that application applied to? Is it through the licensing committee? Is it through the police? Or can they just do it? I think it's clarification over that as well. And that's my final points. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. On to Sankara.
Hello again. Yeah, I just go with the noise thing, and I have nothing else to say apart from that.
Thank you. Move on to Mr. Haslam.
Thank you, Councillor. I just wanted to report, in conclusion, as I stated in my representation, I believe the correct decision is to align the original licence granted for the sports club, i.e. no increased hours or licensable areas, therefore bringing a mutually beneficial relationship between the regulatory authorities, premises licence holder, and the local residents of Bridgewater Road. And I wish the club all the best for the future.
Thank you. And Mr. Gandhi, please.
Yes, hello. I don't have anything further to add to this. It's just the noise complaint, where you can hear a constant hum when noises, when music is being played. Like Paul said, it is quite tolerable when closing your windows, but it's just that act to actually do that. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Right, I will now ask the parties whether they have all thought that they have had the opportunity to say that what they have wanted to say. I'm sure they have. Does anybody wish to say anything else? No, right. So ask all the parties whether they've felt they've had to say yes. Inform the applicant that they will be sent an email with the subcommittee's decision. I'd just like to ask our Democratic Services Manager, will the objectors be also sent the subcommittee's decision?
Yes, they will, Chair.
Thank you. Right, I'll now close the meeting to everybody but the subcommittee and the solicitor, council solicitor, of course, and Democratic Services while we make our decision. Thank you all for attending, and we'll be making our decision and letting you know the outcome. Thank you all.